Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Ah, yes, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Even on a rainy old day like today, it is still a day to kick it up a notch and thrive. Well, a couple of us have been up pretty early this morning so far. Devin and I got in here pretty early. I would say you must have been in at 5. I must have been in at, what time was I in? 5:30? Okay, 5:30 this morning because we were gearing up to do a pre-record interview with Deepak Chopra. And so we did that. But I tell you, it's a kind of interesting thing that goes on. And we ended up doing it in the auxiliary studio. And I had the same issue when I interviewed Olivia Newton-John. And that is this level of energy and vibration that kicks in the conversation. And all of a sudden, there's like this feedback thing. It's like this big booming sound that happens. And so luckily, Devin was like right there, Johnny on the spot, and got in there and lowered this. We did have to bring Deepak back one time. So no one really understands why that happens. And quite honestly, what they say to me is, gee, Dr. Pat, it only happens when you're like on the air. So I want to see if that's actually true. I'm going to have to check in with Rob and Brenda and chat with women folks to see if that happens with them as well. But all went well. We did interview, get that interview. I don't know. Did we end up with about 15 minutes or 17 minutes of, did we get 17 minutes, Devin? Yep, 17 minutes of good conversation with Deepak, and we're editing that up, and we'll let you know when we are going to be plugging that in for you all out there. How is everyone doing today? Today is like one of these wonderful days where it's kind of, wow, life gets really good, and then it gets really better. And that's what I kind of love about days like today. It's one of those days where, yep, I can declare that life is better right now here today, and we're going to kick this off by pulling a card, and then I'm going to let you know what you're in store for the next couple of hours, because we are ready to let the power of your soul rock you. Woo-hoo! There we go. I love that. Don't you think, Devin, that sounds like Benny? Yeah, you can talk. You can join us. He doesn't know. He's like, no, I don't want to talk. All right, here we go. Here are the cards. Time presents me with the perfect answers. Time presents me with the perfect answers. And so this is like a really cool card, because I can, I have been known at different levels and different places in my life to be a little bit impatient. And I've had to learn about patience. And that also has to do with the card we pulled yesterday about I fuel my dreams with faith. And I made a comment that faith doesn't cost $4 a gallon. I mean, faith is free. And what a blessing to have faith be free. But time is also free. It is the substance with which you sculpt your life. Be secure in the knowledge that when the time is right, you will see your dreams come true. The universe is rearranging itself for you right now. And part of this is, let me just share a little bit about today's guests. I'm thrilled to be bringing George Harris to you. Now, many of you know George, and you recognize him immediately when you see him in some of the films we see him in. He is joining us today as part of the folks we're interviewing from an upcoming movie called Eye of the Dolphin. That movie is being presented in August in theaters everywhere. George Harris and Carly Schroeder are two of the actors in the movie, along with Ally McGraw And so we are bringing George on the phone today. We're contacting him, and I don't know how we're doing it, but Devin's in there dialing England right now, I believe. And we're going to be having a conversation with him about the movie, and about his role in the movie, and also about what he sees as a theme out of that movie for all of us in how we live our lives. So we're going to be making that happen today, which is kind of fun. I'm not even sure what time it is over in England right now, but Devin is getting all over that. So again, you know, when we look at our lives and we look at what we step into, you know, we take a look at the world around us. And sometimes we do comparisons. Sometimes we get into looking at what's right for us, what's not right for us, what's right for other people. And today what I want to share is, especially since I'm coming off my interview with Deepak Chopra, today what I want to share is the sense that each and every one of us has the Buddha wisdom. Each and every one of us has that which inside of us that is so perfect and divine. And all we need to do is be able to recognize what that is and step into it. And so I was totally blown away when I saw the movie Eye of the Dolphin, and blown away by, first off, the performances, which were outstanding, but also the message in the movie, which I believe aligns with just about anybody on this planet that has had some days in their lives where they thought, you know, life was just a little bit heavy, things were just not working out, and how am I going to make it to another day? And I don't know about you, but I know when I was a teenager boy, I was just having a tough old time with my life. And I knew it, my folks knew it, and they pretty much did exactly what happened in this movie, is they said, you got to go, girl. You have got to go. And so part of the journey that we take is in making decisions throughout our lives about what we're going to step up to, what we're going to be able to say to each other, what energy we're going to be able to create, and what life contributions are we going to make. And so what I love about being able to talk to George and being able to talk about the show is the knowing that every single day we get to make a decision. And part of the decisions we make is when we step up and answer the question, what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? And so as we go into this weekend, as we look at our lives and we look at the energy going on in the world, we can say yes to many, many things. And that's what this movie is about. The question is, are we willing to step forward and create the kind of change we want? Are we willing to look into each other's eyes and see absolute love from everyone there? And so George Harris is joining us today, and we're going to be chatting with him about his work, about the movie, and about the role that he plays. And so we have him on the line. I think we have him on the line right now. And so let's bring him up. Hi, George.
Hi, Doctor. How you doing?
How are you doing, George?
By the grace of the Almighty, we shall prevail.
Oh, absolutely. And kicking it up a notch or two, don't you think? Well, you know, let me come out and congratulate you on a couple of different things. First, certainly your role in the movie Eye of the Dolphin, which was so powerful. I loved you in that movie. And I want to congratulate you on your role in the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so life must be pretty good for you.
Well, you know, life is what you make it. You know, you're the designer. You've been given the gift of creativity. Not only if you're an actor, but if you're everybody, anybody, you know, once one realizes that one is not just a reactor, but a creator as well, you know, we take it from there.
Well, George, I want to ask you a question that I've asked everyone that I've ever had a chance to speak with. And again, I want to thank you. I'm so grateful that you were able to join us today. And the question actually is one that we can relate to the movie. It's this. You have accomplished so much in your life, and you are continuing to contribute. The question that came from one of my listeners is this. Given all that you are and all that you've done, what are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
You know, one of the great obstacles that we always have is to, sometimes ignore the voices that are outside and listen to the still small voice within oneself that actually affords us the strength to be able to see and to visualize where we want to go, how we want to go, and listening to that still small voice. That's often, there are a lot of great distractions around. But if we can focus in on that still small voice, you know, that's a passport to paradise, really.
It is. And that's part of the theme for the movie, Eye of the Dolphin. And
it
talks about, she found her voice in the ocean and within herself. But one of the things I was really struck by, George, was your character. And how your character enabled the energy of this movie and the energy of this young one to see and claim her voice in amongst the world of chaos. So when you stepped into that role, what was that like for you? Were you able to reflect on your life, on what you've seen?
Yeah, Doctor, I grew up on a fishing village in Grenada in the Caribbean. And fishermen are very wise and gentle people, maybe because of the vastness and the power of the ocean, they are humbled by that. And so, I grew up watching these people, seeing how they, when they're looking for fish, for example, they look up to see what the clouds are doing. You know, they don't look down to see what the fish are doing. They look up to see what the clouds are doing. And because the fish like to shelter on the clouds, from the hot sun. And so wherever there are clouds, you'll find good fish. In other words, they say that, clouds, so people say, I haven't found any clarity today because, my life is very cloudy. But, whenever your life is very cloudy, it's a great opportunity to go fishing and to find something really nutritious. And there's something out there waiting for you, if we just look up, and recognize the opportunity. Although it looks cloudy, that's the time when you're going to be victorious,
I do, and I love what you're talking about, because part of the movie that I was really struck by, first of all, it took place in a very, very beautiful place, and what you're talking about is the expansiveness that one see, and the availability for abundance and prosperity. Yet, sometimes, George, isn't it true that we get so caught up in our day-to-day, we do forget to look up?
Exactly. I somebody was asking me something the other day, and I said to them, look, I went up to the Almighty, I went up to check him out, and he said, what do you want, boy? So I said, I heard a lot of people talk about you. I heard a lot of preachers talk about you, and I thought I'd come and talk to you personally. So he says, yeah, what do you want to know? I said, well, I want to know about my future. He said, well, look, let me tell you something, man. The future is what you make it. There is nothing more than the boogie. That all you got to do is to try and boogie. So I say, keep a smile up. Don't take it too seriously, and you'll get along. See, I've given you brains. I've given you intellect. I've given you all sorts of things. I've given you all of these gifts. I said, yeah, but he says, no. But. I've given you everything. I've empowered you. And so, you just got to make something happen for you that will bring a smile on your face, because there is nothing else out there apart from what you create.
I got to tell you, George, one of the things I loved about you in this movie and the other movies that you've been in is you are radiant. There is an energy around you that talks to exactly what you've just said. Where did you get that from?
Well, adversity, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And, antagonisms and people saying that, there's no story. If you, I woke up this morning, I and everything was fine, and, I went along and I was very victorious, and there is no story there. The story comes because of the obstacles that come in our way. It's very interesting. In a lot of cultures, you don't find talk about the devil, but we talk about the obstacle makers, the mischief makers, in a lot of cultures, in a lot of other philosophies. apart from the Christian philosophy. And so, you know, these mischief makers and these obstacle makers, they are actually the stepping stones or the cause of us actually growing and becoming that very self that we should be. So, you know, anybody who thinks that, you know, the world is upon their shoulders, you know, this is what you've called on. You've actually called on that to empower you. And as I go along in life, you know, I realize that, you know, regardless of how many films you make, how big a star you are, how much money you have in the bank, there are always challenges there. So there isn't going to come a time when you're going to say, well, yeah, I've made it now, I've done it, and there's nothing more. Even when you're 90 or 110 or whatever, you know, it's going to be like that. And every time these obstacles come along, we just have to say, well, thank you. You know, and if you find a way of saying thank you, I'll tell you a little anecdote. You know, when I was a small boy in Grenada, we didn't have any tall buildings, and I read in the Bible that, you know, God said that, you know, anything you ask for, you know, if you have enough faith, you know, you can get it. So I said I wanted a tricycle. I don't know where I was going to ride it, in the bush or something like that, but I wanted this tricycle. So I tried to imagine where heaven was, you know, as a small boy. And because we didn't have tall buildings, the tallest thing on our island was a coconut tree. So I thought anywhere beyond where the leaves are, that's where heaven is. So I was looking up there waiting for this tricycle to descend, you know. Never came, you know. But something said to me, maybe I should be thankful. I should be thankful for what I have, for what I am, you know. And this is what actually affords me this little insight when I prepare my work. You know, is the you know, you have in America this thing about Thanksgiving. That is the greatest thing America has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Thanksgiving. You know, to be full of gratitude. You know, God gratitude is a fantastic thing.
It's incredible. It is. I'm so glad that you're talking about this because I'm so struck by how grateful I am every day. People are starting to interview me now, and I'm getting a dose of my own medicine here about some of the questions folks ask. Mm. And what you're talking about is exactly what I saw in the movie and the radiance that I'm talking about. You are someone to me that I can look at, and the sense that I get is you wake up every day and you're grateful for every breath you take.
You bet.
Did I get that right?
You got it exactly right. And that's what I wanted to show as well in Daniel, the character, and
yes.
The dolphin. You know, you know, whatever I do, whether I'm playing in Raiders of the Lost Ark or, you know, to give hope, you know, to structure your work. You know, every job is different. Like I've just finished playing a doctor in a thing called The Heavy.
Yes.
And you know, in that, you know, you're playing a doctor, but you know, you can infuse a little bit of thing in it, you know, to although it's different from all the other things, but you can infuse something, some hook that somebody can find something. Even the most desperate criminal or bigot that I play, I always try and find something, you know, that somebody can hook onto, you know.
Well, and that's what comes across the screen. Let me ask you a question, because this must have been a fun movie as well. What was it like to hang out with Carly?
Carly? Oh, wow. What a girl. She is bright. She's a fantastic actress. And, you know, I'm expecting great things from her. And she has that glow you were talking about, you know, because she's very grounded, you know, and she's very family orientated. And she's going to go a long way by the grace of the Almighty. You know, I pray for her that she will, you know, continue on. And she's a star, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They call it, and I heard you talking about Buddhism, you know, Tarana.
Yes.
She's a great Tara.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you that what both of you together on that screen, coupled with a beautiful ocean and dolphins, oh my goodness, does it get any better than that?
The Bahamas, you know, I was filming, before I went on to the Bahamas, I was filming in Newcastle upon Tyne, doing a television series called 55 Degrees North, which is also shown in North America on cable. And I tell you what, the next stop on the way is the North Pole. So we used to get all the breeze from Siberia coming and hitting us in the middle of winter. And so when I got the opportunity to go down to the Bahamas, you know, hey, you know, with Dolphins and with Carly and with Michael Sellers and all these people, and, you know, working on a great story in the sunshine, you know, where I could renew my energies. You know, it was and to be paid for it as well. It was just incredible.
Don't we love that? We get to do what we love and then people actually pay us for it.
Well, hey, you know, I tell you, if anybody out there is listening, my great friend Steven Spielberg, I heard he's doing Indiana Jones again. And, yeah, baby, you know, if you got something on me for Captain Katanga, I'll come out in a minute and do it.
And you know what? Would you put in a plug for me? Because I'll be out there. I'll tell you what, I'll carry the water to you guys. And Stephen, by the way, I mean, what a fantastic lesson for all of us about taking our dreams out into the world. I mean, I looked at all of the work you've done, and I want to get back to something you said earlier, because you really are a role model for so many people. I mean, when folks look at a career in acting and they take a look at some of the films you've been in and your journey, one has to look back and say, you have really broken some new ground in so many ways, and you're so humble. How do you do that, George?
Well, you know, I didn't start it off. You know, you had people like Sidney Poitier and a lot of unsung heroes before him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I was very, very fortunate to meet people like Laurence Olivier and to work on the stage with people like that and work at the National Theatre and do a lot of theatre in Britain in you know, where the greats are trod on these boards. And so I was able to look on from the wings, and you know, as they say, there's nothing new under the sun, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just that, you know, God allows you, if you work at it, you know, you're allowed to have your own style. That's all there is. You know, I just have my own style, but you know, it's been done before. Everybody has gone before me. You know, it's just like what do you call it, the cyclic succession.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just in the groove, you know, of those who had gone before me, and I hope that you know I can keep the groove going, so other people can you know, hang in that groove as well.
Well, you certainly are setting the stage for a lot of folks to do that. One of the things that I loved about the movie and your role in it had to do with setting examples. And the wisdom of your character in that movie, Daniel, was phenomenal. And the question that I've been waiting to ask you is this one. Which character in the movie do you actually truly align with best?
Well, strangely enough, it's Carly's character.
Yes.
Because, yeah, you know, her character, you know, that she the growth that emerged from you know, from the beginning of the movie until the end of the movie, you know, it's amazing, you know, and she portrayed it really, really well. You know, as I said, you know, you have to have obstacles. The antagonist is what gives you the opportunity. It doesn't have to be Darth Vader or some you know, horrible creature. It might be circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Like Voldemort. Know. It doesn't have to be Voldemort.
That's right. That's right. You know, whatever challenges that we have to overcome, you know, it might be something in the social sphere, or
yeah,
it might be something in the domestic sphere, in the family life, or you know, we all have challenges, and you know, every day, you know, if we just say, you know, change the paradigm and say, well, you know, this is a great challenge, you know, I don't know how I'm going to confront it, you know. I just came from speaking at my friend's memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
Down at the Actors Church in Covent Garden here in London. And this guy had cancer for 11 years.
Mm.
And when he called me up just before he passed away, about 2-3 weeks before he passed away, and he said, man, I want to go home. Can you come and see me? And I went down to see him, and he was one of the greatest singers we ever had, you know, upon the face of this earth. You know, his voice was mellow like Nat King Cole, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And he sang for me this, when I fall in love, It will be forever. Just there in his living room, he just sang this song for me. And his voice was so strong. He was skinny. He was emaciated. But he sang that song, and it brought tears to my eyes. I recited the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita for him,
mm-hmm.
and he brought tears to his eyes. And I had known this guy for 40 years, and he was a man who loved life to the full. He was a great traveler. He was a great raconteur. He was a great singer, a great musician, a great composer. And yet and still, he went through the pain of this disease, and he could still sing, just before the end, when I fall in love. You know, so there's always hope, you know.
There's always hope. And, you know, you just sharing that, George, for so many people listening to this show, what you've just demonstrated is also inspiration and faith. And to be around the presence of someone like that in the face of what some people consider to be our greatest challenge, death, and to have that message is such a gift. It's such a gift. Let's take a short break, George. When we come back, we will be continuing this conversation with George Harris right here on the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. Much more to cover. The movie is Eye of the Dolphin. We'll be talking lots about that. And again, I will be interviewing Carly tomorrow. This is a fabulous movie. It is a movie about coming of age and coming of age, which transcends age. We'll be right back in a minute.
I can feel that. You feel that way too.
Hello, this is Sue Neufeld Ellis. In our fast-paced, busy world, my new CD, Serenity Through Meditation, is just what you need. Through Stephen Halpern's sonic music entrainment and my voice, we will comfortably guide your brainwaves to that theta state of deep relaxation. To order your free copies of 25 Stress Reduction Tips, go to quantumhealing.us or call 425-455-4207.
Can changing what you think really change your life? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story, her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main.
Nourish your soul Tuesday, June 26th at the beautiful Ivor's Salmon House on North Lake Union. Networking, exhibitor tables, and miracles. Enjoy a delicious lunch with Rainforest Treasure Teas and experience our featured whole body tonic called Illumination. Guest speaker Sherry Harris will talk about being the way and creating real and lasting change. Sherry is amazing, from high-powered business to transformational spirituality. Reserve your seats today at livingwellsanctuary.com or call 765-210-9692.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And the moment I can see that you feel. fall in love with you.
Mm. Oh, isn't that a sweet sound, everyone? My special guest today, George Harris, is joining us. What a beautiful, beautiful song, and what a beautiful story George shared with us, and we're thrilled to have him here today. We're talking about Eye of the Dolphin. It's a movie that will be in theaters nationwide in August, and we're totally jazzed to be talking about him and talking about a movie. And it's about coming of age, but it's much more. And George, again, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Doctor.
You know, early on we were talking about, and we touched on this, you mentioned the Gita, and we're talking about aspects of spirituality and spirit in life. And I asked you during the break about the different characters that you played, and I asked you about which one you related to, and you started to share a fabulous story about Daniel, and I'd love for you to share that with our listeners.
Oh, yeah. The name Daniel, which means wise judge. And when I was a boy, I always loved these stories, you know, Daniel in the lion's den. You know, I was Daniel in the lion's den. You know, whatever circumstance that comes along, I'm always in the lion's den, you know. But when I tell you, when the king looks down and he sees, he says, I see another person there, you know, I see another person there. So, you know, the physical aspects of us, we are very vulnerable. Our physicality is very vulnerable. But, you know, the inner being, the inner child, you know, the Christ figure or the Krishna consciousness or mm-hmm. whatever we want to call it, or the Buddha within us, you know, it's always there with us if we could just go inside. And Daniel means wise judge. Now, my house is called Concord, Concord as in harmony, you know, the French Concord. The thing is that when I was a boy, I used to go up to a place called a very verdant area of Grenada called Concord. There's a waterfall there and everything. And Mr. Daniel was the one who used to take care of me. And so he was an old, very wise kind of guy, you know, just like the name. So, you know, when I reflected and you know, like I go into the archives of my memory, you know, to look for things, you know, that I might want to just, you know, just a little beats or little touches and little sketches of, you know, little crescendos. I look for characters, you know, that populate my world. And this guy, Mr. Daniel, he was such a guy. You know, he would tell stories. And I thought that, you know, this Daniel in Eye of the Dolphin is like a storyteller, you know. And, you know, he tries through stories. You know, stories are like psychological medicine, you know, mm-hmm. if you can tell a good story. And that's how I saw Daniel, you know. I don't know whether that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so much so that it's through the Daniel character that I guess we sit on the edge of our seats to wait and see if, you know, how this is going to unfold for Alyssa. I mean, you're kind of waiting to say, wait a minute, girlfriend, wake up, okay? And isn't that true of life in terms of how we raise our children and how we look at things? We're sort of looking sometimes and saying, why don't they just get it? But aren't we all on our own personal journey?
you know, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it is hard, Doctor, you know,
yes.
because I look at my kids and I'm saying to myself, wow, what is this? What is this all about? You know, maybe when I come back next time, I'm not going to have any kids. You know, maybe I will just be, you know, helping other people with their kids, you know. But the thing is that I chose this path. You know, I chose mm-hmm. my parents. You know, I chose the environment.
Yes.
I chose this path. So because there are things that I had to learn and that I'm learning still, you know, about you know, realizing certain things. And so, you know, these antagonisms, you know, are beneficial, you know, in the long run, because eventually everybody comes good, whether in this lifetime or maybe in a million lifetimes to come. So we have that hope, you know. It's like that. I mean,
yeah.
Arjuna, you know, in the Gita,
yes,
he was very, very lucky because he chose the Almighty himself, the Lord himself, to be his charioteer, you know. But not everybody does that at the get-go, or they might take a few lifetimes is to realize that the inner self, the higher self, should be the charioteer and not, you know, the peripheral characters that make up the aggregate of our existence. You know, but Arjuna was very, very clever.
Very clever. And I love the example that you just gave, because, you know, truly we do get to choose. And so often we forget that we really do have the freedom to choose, don't we? But that's what came out in the movie. I looked at the movie in a lot of different ways, not just from Alyssa, Carly Schroeder's role, but also the other characters. I mean, there were choice points for every single character in here. You know what I mean? And so when I said it's a coming of age movie, not just for this young person, it was like everybody in the movie had to step up, except maybe you.
Well, and probably the dolphins.
Yes, and probably the dolphins. The dolphins were waiting for everybody to step up.
Yeah.
And so in the movie, you also had you were also working with Christine Adams as well.
Yes.
In the movie, she played your daughter. And so how do we look at the parallels? I mean, one of the things in Eye of the Dolphin that some people that I know have seen it were struck by is the different characters and how Tamika was so aligned with you. And when you put both of you all together, there was so much wisdom in the way you lived your lives as characters.
Well, you know, Doctor, the American Indians and the Celtic people and people from all walks of life, all over the world, you know, have these traditional values. And you know, when we abandon the traditional values, you know, that bind us, as you know, keep the fabric together, you know, we are strong. You know, when we abandon these things for you know, the trifle, the hay and the stubble, you know, we tend to lose our way and we become less powerful as a society. But when we hark back a little bit, you know, like in that story I was telling to Carly on the beach, Carly's character on the beach, and I was saying that, you know, the cooperation between man and dolphin goes back for many, many, many centuries and millennia. And as a matter of fact, if you look at many stories in the Vedic stories and in Greek mythology and so on, you find that the dolphin is very prevalent in these mythologies, and they give birth to gods and goddesses, and in other words, forces within ourselves. You know, they bring forth certain qualities, you know, and so we shouldn't abandon you know, our traditional values. I think there's a lot of essence in maintaining you know, when you get back home, in like, you know, again about the Thanksgiving thing, you know, sitting around the table eating together. You know, telling stories about, and the grandparents, they probably have a few anecdotes to tell, and et cetera, et cetera. And that way you link up to you know, to the ancients, you know.
Well, you know, George, thank you. I mean, this is a fabulous conversation, because we started talking about finding the voice within, and that's what you talked about initially when we got on the call today. And when we look now back, it really is a call for all of us to really look and find that voice within. I mean, isn't this conversation doesn't it go beyond this conversation in the movie to a conversation that is more global at this point in time
global,
of our lives?
Global, and keeping in touch, you know, having a talk with the rest of the e-mobile and the mobile, is, there's a beautiful story in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the gopis, you know, when they were looking for their beloved Sri Krishna, and they were even talking to the rose bushes, to the flowers, to the plants and the trees, and they were saying, "Did you see my beloved pass this way?" You know, and they would listen, and they would, you know. So we are talking about environmental and ecological, you know, things right now. You know, it's very, very Mr. Al Gore and all these people, you know, and Bono and these people, you know, they're bringing it to the forefront. But we ourselves can stop, look, and listen, and, ask a few questions to, to our our environment,
Yes.
And respond and talk, and make it very personal. It's craziness. Yeah, it's madness, but it's, a little madness is good.
A little madness is good. Mm-hmm. And, what I want to ask you, and I know your time is so precious, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I wanted to ask you this question. If the dolphins could communicate to us, every one of us, in a way that we could hear them right this moment, what do you think their philosophy would be in ruling the world?
Okay, let's go back to what Jesus said. Jesus made a statement that was very important. He said, if the stones could cry out.
Mm.
So let's not think about the dolphins at the moment, but he's talking about stones being able to impart a message. He even even in the Old Testament, the prophet talked about the donkey, the ass, speaking to the prophet of God. So here you have an animal, then you have a quadruped, and then you have an inanimate object like a stone being able to talk. Then now we go into the dolphins. And if the dolphins probably would, the cry of the dolphins maybe is to be a little quiet and listen to things that you're not accustomed to listening to.
Because the earth really is screaming out for us to pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention. Yeah.
I'm telling you, we're getting some loud messages to do that. Wow, George, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And I know we're going to be seeing you in the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix movie as well.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix and the character Kingsley Shacklebolt is going to be in the Half-Blood Prince, and it's also going to be in the Deathly Hallows.
Are you jazzed about that? That is so cool.
Well, they haven't asked me yet. So, I'm doing one step at a time, one day at a time.
Oh, believe me, I do know that. Well, we're hoping we're going to be seeing you in the upcoming remake of Raiders as well.
Well, if you got Steven's number, call him and tell him that I'm hanging in there.
Hey, you know what? He's in my fave five.
All right.
George, thank you so much for joining us today and taking time out of your very busy day. And boy, let me just give you an open invitation to join us on the show anytime.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much. We'll take a short break, everyone. George Harris, the movie is Eye of the Dolphin. You'll be hearing a lot more about it, including my interview with Carly Schroeder. We'll take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Experience the powerful connections between science, quantum physics, and spirituality at the Reconnections 2007 Mastery Conference in LA, August 2nd through the 5th. The conference is perfect for anyone interested in healing and wellness, with your host, Dr. Eric Pearl, and including speakers from What the Bleep and so many more. Call 888-ERIC-PEARL now and mention the Dr. Pat Show for a $60 discount. Visit www.thereconnection.com for more information or to register.
After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944. Or go to BayAreaInfraredSauna.com.
This is your peak living tip of the day. A quick message from your Centers for Peak Living, Crown Hill Chiropractic and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Prevent poor health by simply eating well, thinking well, and moving well. To learn more about this simple, effective approach to optimal health and wellness, visit us at drscottlynch.com or crownhillchiropractic.com. Again, that's drscottlynch.com or crownhillchiropractic.com. This is your peak living tip of the day.
Give your kids a gift. The Angel Healing Meditation from Positive Central.
Well, it helps me get to sleep faster. It also kind of soothes me when I'm trying to relax.
I like how you get to create your own special angel and how your angel has the power to transform things.
Learn how your children can enjoy the angel healing meditation at PositiveCentral.com.
It makes me feel like I had a relaxing sleep.
Order yours today at PositiveCentral.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality, to wake up feeling clear and refreshed, to live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit lifeforceplan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each Unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Since that day, none.
Yes, I do. I love this. All right, let's sing it now. Yeah, let's do it. Kiss your sweet, sweet lips, baby. Hold you ever so tight, and I wanna say, someday we'll be together. And that's it. Someday we'll be together. Guess what? We are together right now, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Whoa, blew me away. George Harris, incredible conversation with him. And we are really just totally jazzed to be able to chat with him. And yeah, maybe I'll just send that email out to Steven Spielberg in my Fab Five or whatever that is. I don't even have that service, but there we go. So we're going to do this. We're opening up the phone lines for the next 10 minutes because we want to keep the vibration going in that place of gratitude and thanks. If you want me to pull a prosperity card for you, and would you like to comment on what George talked about, give us a shout right now, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make it happen today and get the vibration and keep the vibration going. You all will hear more about the movie Eye of the Dolphin. As I said before, it's going to be released nationwide in August. And then there'll be apparently the DVD will be released sometime in the fall. And so that movie, George, as you heard us talk about, George Harris plays Daniel in the movie. Carly Schroeder plays Alyssa in the movie. Now, Carly, as we talked about, you know, she's been in a number of different movies, and she is featured in right now the movie Gracie. And so you're going to be hearing a lot about her. But her role really talked about, and the reason I was so attracted to this role was because I participate in a program called the Coming of Age Program. And that program was created and runs at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. And that's a program that Monica Sicard facilitates for young people to embark on a 9-month journey so that they can experience what it's like to get in touch with them, their lives, to get in touch with nature, and to understand the true nature of who they are. And so when I was presented with talking about the movie Eye of the Dolphin, and I saw the parallel in this movie and what it's like to be part of a coming of age program, what my involvement has been in helping youth around the country, it meant so much. I look back at my own life and I think, boy, had I not had some of the mentors that I had as a teenager, I don't know that I would like be here right now. I'm not sure that I wouldn't be somewhere that's not so nice. And so when George talked about gratitude, I was really struck by how grateful I am that I had special people in my life. And at the same time, I made the choice to step up and actually listen to them. I can remember a teacher I had in high school. Her name was Amy Sorrow. And I remember being kind of an introverted kid and not really having a lot going on, actually being pretty depressed, and moved from New York to New Jersey in my last year of high school, and that was pretty traumatic for me as well. And I remember having this teacher, Amy Sorrow, who somehow recognized that there was something going on with me beyond being this kid that was like in this little shell, never really talked very much. And I remember her taking me aside one day and sitting me down and talking to me about the potential that she saw in me. And for me, I was really struck. I was struck by, for a number of different reasons. And I could remember, you know, there aren't many things that I remember of my teenage years. But I, as I'm talking about this, I even remember the room that we were sitting in and what she looked like and her face. And I remember her sharing with me what she thought I could be. And I never forgot that. But yet at the same time, I didn't really get it. I didn't really get it. And it took me a long time for me to actually believe in myself and my potential. But what I'm so grateful for are so many people that stepped up throughout my life, including one of my first bosses that I had in a clerical position, who thought so much about my potential that he actually broke the rules in a Fortune 100 company so that I could leave early to go to school. And so part of the reason that I do this show is so that you all might hear something which empowers you, which enables you to step out so that you can look at your lives and know that you are supported, even if there are days where you don't believe you are. And in addition to that, even when you're at the top of your game, to know that we are here to support you in going to the next level. And so much of this for me is in connecting you with people that have had the journey, have been at places where some of you might be, but also folks that believe in the dream, that believe in that next place that they want to go, that believe in that contributing to the greater good of the earth, and that believe in contributing to the greater good of all of us. And so I am so grateful every day that I get to be on and connect with you and talk to some of the people that I talk with. This morning, I started the show by mentioning that this morning, Devin and I were here at a very, very early hour. And it was the only time that we could have a conversation with Dr. Deepak Chopra. And I was in that moment of conversation with him and fully expressed for myself the gratitude of being able to be part of his journey as well. And you'll be hearing that interview shortly on the show. We're doing some editing on it. And it has to do with the novel, the book that he wrote on the Buddha. And so that's that novel that he wrote sort of talks about the Buddha in a slightly different way, and there's a different storyline around it. And so we'll be talking more about the book and how it's different and share with you a bit about that interview. And so every single one of us, in my opinion, has that Buddha nature. We all have it. And I want to encourage you to look at yourselves today and acknowledge that you have that wisdom. You have what it takes to create whatever life that you want. And if you don't believe it, I will hold the faith for you today and however long you need it so that you get to take that step that's going to change and shift your life. So out of this place, you know, talking to George and hearing the story about his dying friend and the last request of his dying friend was for George to be present to a beautiful, beautiful song. Boy, isn't that the way we want to end this life? Being at such a place of gratitude that we want to give instead of take in the last breath that we have. I'm telling you, Devin and I are just about, I can't even talk about it without getting filled up in my eyes. And so I hope you heard something today in this hour that is going to encourage you to step in that place of love and gratitude and know that you are empowered beyond your belief. And so thank you for tuning in this hour. We're going to be talking with Matt James when we come back. And we're going to be talking about empowerment techniques. So the first hour was talking about empowerment. The next hour is about doing it with Matt James. Stay tuned, everyone. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. All right.
Expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW Seattle. You probably know Alternative Talk 1150 AM is the home of great shows like Conscious Talk, The Scandinavian Hour, and The Truth About Nutrition. But did you know it could also be the home of your own radio program? If you have an idea for a radio program to promote your business or address the topics you want to talk about, call Eric Crema at 425-653-1150.